The idea for creating the penalty stems from a case in Rudolph, near Wisconsin Rapids. A woman reported her sister's husband for child abuse. The man found out. When he got out of prison, he posted her name and number on the internet, along with some lewd suggestions. Random people started calling her, but police said there was nothing they could do. Assembly Democrat Marlon Schneider says state law needs to be changed to prevent this type of harassment in the future.
The internet and the ability to communicate worldwide instantaneously has changed the dynamic, and women like this lady from Rudolph need this kind of protection.
But Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler thinks the plan violates the Constitution. He says the problem is that it makes judgment calls about what types of postings are okay and which ones are out of line.
It's aimed specifically at a speech issue. And our Constitution, the First Amendment, places limitations on what you can do.
Kessler says one specific trouble area would leave it up to police to decide whether an internet posting serves any so-called legitimate purpose or if it's just obscene. The plan cleared the state assembly last week and will next be debated in the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.